It's Monday, the 22nd of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia, one of UNESCO's 22 African member states, is partaking in the readiness assessment methodology for artificial intelligence along with over 50 countries worldwide. The survey, which is underway, will assist Namibia in developing a governance framework with measures to incentivize the types of AI that will help address social, environmental, and economic challenges. The Namibia Statistics Agency will be releasing the Vital Statistics Report on 24 April, which is on births, marriages and deaths between the period 2018 to 2021. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo has more.
With this being the second report, the records of births and deaths are a critical national information resource for understanding public health. Now, the report provides information for monitoring trends of the key population indicators, such as the number and rate of birth, number and rate of marriages, as well as the number and rate of deaths and their related characteristics such as timing of registration, location, age, and sex.
Then a drought driven by the El Nino weather pattern is likely to trigger insurance payouts to four Southern African nations who took out cover with an agency of the African Union. Bloomberg News reports that Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe and Mozambique will receive payments at the end of the harvesting season. That's according to current projections, African Risk Capacity said in a statement, but the payments are unlikely to meet regional needs. The Nelson Mandela Children's Fund says the 2024 Africa Children's Summit will play an important role in empowering the continent's children. The SABC reports that the summit will be held in Johannesburg from 9 to 12 August 2024. The fund's Anzio Jacobs.
The summit is a momentous occasion for children across the African continent, as they will be seen, heard and engaged in the process of the African Children's Summit, calling to their critical stakeholders and custodians of rights and well-being of children to hear them in the context of education, where they are bringing up issues that are critical for the African child. They are talking about issues that affect them in technology, in access, in transportation. They are talking about their safety and security, and they're bringing these issues to African leaders as part of a 500 strong delegation that comes from across the continent, representing more than 25 countries and endorsed by South African governments and governments elsewhere on the continent.
And finally, it's Earth Day today, an annual event to show support for environmental protection. First held in 1970, it now includes a wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org, including 1 billion people in more than 193 countries. EarthDay.org has called for a 60% reduction in plastic pollution by 2040. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.